CRI News, I'm Wen Jie. The Swedish Academy has announced that the Nobel Prize in Literature for 2015 goes to Belarusian author Svetlana Alexievich. Permanent Secretary of the Swedish Academy, Sara Danias, made the announcement. Alexievich was born on May 31, 1948, in the Ukrainian town of Ivano-Frankivsk, the daughter of a Belarusian father and a Ukrainian mother. When her father had completed his military service, the family moved to Belarus, where both parents worked as teachers. Alexievich worked as a teacher and as a journalist, and she studied journalism at the University of Minsk. Danias recommended that people read her first book, War's Unwomanly Face, translated into English in 1988. It was about 1 million Soviet women in the Red Army who participated in the Second World War alongside male soldiers. A senior official is stressing that China is open to any trade mechanism as long as it follows the rules of the World Trade Organization and supports the economic integration of the Asia-Pacific region. Commerce Minister Gao Hucheng made the remarks in a recent interview concerning the Trans-Pacific Partnership, or TPP. 12 Pacific Rim countries sealed the TPP deal early Monday to create the largest free trade area of the world. Gao Hucheng said China hopes the TPP pact and other free trade arrangements in the region can boost each other and contribute to Asia-Pacific's trade, investment and economic growth. Chief of General Staff of China's Armed Forces, Fang Fenghui, met with U.S. Deputy Secretary of State Tony Blinken on Thursday in Beijing. They pledged to jointly advance a new type of military relationship between the two countries. Fang said that Chinese President Xi Jinping and U.S. President Barack Obama clarified the correct direction of the development of bilateral ties during their meeting in late September. Fang said the two sides needed to make joint efforts to implement the consensus reached by the two leaders, which is based on mutual respect and win-win cooperation. Blinken echoed that the United States and China have strengthened mutual trust in recent years. The U.S. is ready to work with China to advance collaboration and exchanges on areas including anti-piracy and peacekeeping. China, Japan, and South Korea are going to hold a new round of trilateral free trade zone negotiations in Japan in December. A Chinese Commerce Ministry spokesperson made the announcement during a news conference on Thursday. The latest round of talks were held in Beijing last month, covering issues of trade in goods and services, investment, and the scope of the proposed FTZ. Negotiations for the trilateral FTZ have been ongoing since 2012. Combined gross domestic product and foreign trade volume of the three countries account for more than 20% of the world's total. A large-scale military operation against the Islamic State terror group has been launched by Syrian armed forces. The Chief of General Staff of the Syrian Arab Army, Ali Abdullah Ayyub, made the announcement via video on Thursday. He says the government's army has regained the initiative in the fight against the terrorists, and the extremists' combat ability has been weakened due to the ongoing Russian airstrikes. Thousands of extremists have fled under the Russian airstrikes, while some rebel forces have also retreated from strongholds. European Commission Chief Jean-Claude Juncker says Europe's refugee crisis is expected to last for years. Juncker made the comments following a visit to a migrant reception center on Germany's border with Austria. Europe is now struggling to cope with its biggest migrant influx since World War II. But EU countries are split on how to tackle the challenge. Germany, for instance, has opted to open its doors to those fleeing war, particularly Syrians, while Hungary has built fences to keep migrants out. UEFA's executive committee on Thursday expressed full confidence in Michel Platini and said he planned to appeal. The committee said it had no plans to announce a temporary leader following Platini's 90-day ban from international football activities after he was named in a Swiss criminal investigation. In a statement, the committee said it is aware that the UEFA president will take all necessary steps to appeal the decision of the FIFA Ethics Committee to clear his name. For CRI, I'm Wen Jie.